three. That's passed up down the lane. I thought he traveled. Top of the key. Three off the rim. No good. And the Raiders get their own rebound. Put back by Bracewell underneath on the rebound. And a technical foul. So let's see what we got here. It's Lane Abraham with his fourth. And if he's whistled for a technical... So Bracewell will shoot the shooting foul here. And that'll be his fifth foul as well, I believe. So he will sit down. So he'll finish the game with 8 points. And Garrett Bracewell. And now they'll talk about it. So I think it's So Bracewell will shoot the two on the shooting foul. And the first one is no good. Well, looks now like Colby has opened up a 7-point lead here over Auburndale now. Second one is good. And now we'll get all the subs in here. Wilson Marks, River Stanicky, Blake Kraft in, Cody Radke's in. So starters will take a seat. 7:02 to go here. So Blake Kraft will shoot the technical foul now. First one is good. 66-34 is the Raider lead. Second one on the way is good. And so the Raiders here make 3 out of 4 free throws, and they'll get the basketball. So the Marathon leads 67-34 with 7:02 to go. Colby leading Auburndale 50-45 with 3:34 to go. All right, near side here for the Raiders. Now they'll go top of the key. Sawyer Behrens loops it. Cody Radke, good catch here in the near corner. Goes inside. Wilson Marks, shot up off the rim. No good. Knocked out of bounds. So Phillips with the basketball here with 6:40 to go. Far side, Colin Kleinschmidt for Phillips. Bounce pass inside. Tough fadeaway jumper. That's left short. Raiders with it. They'll push it ahead. Wilson Marks gets it to Cody Radke. They do a good job to recover here. Inside and out of bounds. Raiders turn it over. So it'll stay with, or excuse me, it'll go to Phillips. And it is Josh Edwards that'll bring the ball up here. 6:10 to go in this one. Raiders, comfortable lead. Long range three by Heikkinen is good. J.J. Heikkinen with 5 points. Raiders have done a really, really good job on the glass here tonight. 5:57 to go. Near corner now. Cody Radke a three. That misses wide. Phillips back the other way quickly. Scooping shot up good and a foul. Colin Kleinschmidt with the bucket. His first of the half. He's fouled as he's knocked to the floor. Foul will go against River Stanicky. So Kleinschmidt to the line here with 5:44 to go. As he'll try to cap the three-point play. Clanks out, no good. Elevating rebound back to Kleinschmidt. Dishes near corner, comes to Heikkinen. He'll hoist a three, that's good. J.J. Heikkinen with back-to-back threes. 67-42 is the Marathon lead. Top of the key, Blake Kraft. Off near side to Sawyer Behrens. He'll come down the lane. Behrens. Now near side. Long range three. Irons off. No good there by Blake Kraft. And Heikkinen tried to bank in a three. That's no good. And Kraft with it, and he'll dribble out of trouble. Coming up on 5 minutes to go here. Baseline they go underneath. Beautiful pass around. Radke wide open three, drills it. Cody Radke has 9. 70-42 is the Marathon lead. All right, here is Heikkinen again. Now goes baseline, elevate, shot off the side of the backboard, but he's fouled on the way up. Let's see. It'll go against Sawyer Behrens, his first, just the fourth team foul. So Heikkinen to the free throw line. Heikkinen came in averaging 14.5 points a game, just 2 in the first half. He's now got 7 here in the second. Ian Shuda back in. 4:41 to go in this one. About a minute and a half to go at Auburndale. That's a one-point game there. Second one, Heikkinen is up and good. So Heikkinen makes them both. 70-44 is the Marathon lead. Stick around for our post-game show. Give our stats and a wrap. And hopefully here, barring a catastrophe, set up a regional final game tomorrow. Blake Kraft. Top of the key to Sawyer Behrens. Behrens down, dishes far corner off a hand and out of bounds. Raiders have been a little bit loose with the basketball here. So, 4:17 to go in this one. Phillips basketball, the Loggers trailing 70-44. All right, Jonathan Parker has checked in here. Top of the key, Shea Denzine with it. Inside they go. Edwards, beautiful baseline shot. Up and good. Braden Reback. He's got 14 tonight here, 70-46. Now poked away for the moment. Recovered by Sawyer Behrens of the Raiders. Marathon, lost the dribble on it. They'll poke it free. And here come the Loggers. J.J. Heikkinen. Near corner, open three again. That is Braden Reback, no good. Another one, Reback from the baseline. Goes down awkwardly. Back the other way for Marathon. Here's Wilson Marks on the dribble. Stanicky in, good, but he traveled. Yeah. Nice move by River Stanicky to get to the hoop. And we'll get a whistle. So let's see here. It is Charlie Ehlert. So 3:21 to go here. Little over a minute to go in Auburndale, and looks like Colby still a three-point lead. All right, here's Phillips, far corner. Some substitutions here by both teams. Parker in there, down the lane he goes. Parker trying to get it free, tipped away from behind by the Raiders. Sawyer Behrens with it. He'll bring it up with 3 minutes to go. Near corner, wide open three. Oh, off the rim, just missed there by Ian Shuda, who had hit both three-point chances. Back the other way, Heikkinen overcooks it. Shot up no good, but a foul. Heikkinen followed by Braden Reback on the follow, but he is fouled. And the foul goes against Ian Shuda.
Team's fifth foul, Reback.
So Reback now at the line. Braden Reback's first free throw is good. He's got 10 second half points for the Loggers. Second free throw on the way is good. 70-48 Marathon the lead with 2:48 to go. Is Ian Shuda, top of the key. Blake Kraft down the lane, beautiful dish underneath the Ehlert, and goes out of bounds, but I think it's tipped by Phillips. Three was hit, but after the whistle. So, T 2:34 to go. It'll be Phillips basketball. J.J. Heikkinen will bring it up. This is a, let's see here, Abraham, Kleinschmidt, Rivak, Denzine, all seniors for Phillips. Traveled with the basketball far side, so quick turnover. We'll give the ball back to Marathon. Raiders are going to, let's see here, notch win number 17 on the year. Should mention Drew Wolfel, first team all-conference. We'll get the others here coming up when we get a whistle. Baseline jumper up, rolls off, no good by Wilson Marks. Rebound to Phillips. Phillips, top of the key, Heikkinen pulls the defense back. Head fake, trying to drive, and poked away, we'll get a foul. Oh, pretty good effort there. Ehlert with the foul. 16 foul against the Raiders. It'll be his first.
Marathon foul on Ehlert.
Ehlert.
Team six.
So, minute 57 to go. It'll be Phillips basketball. So it'll be Braden Rivak that will inbound. Off the inbound, this is Colin Kleinschmidt. He'll go top of the key. Long-range jumper, no good, but the putback is there. Braden Rivak again. Long-range three, no. Easy putback. 70-50 is the Marathon lead with a minute 40 to go. Ehlert inside, nifty pass. Up, good, and a foul. Wilson Marks knocked to the floor, got the shot up good. So it'll go against Colin Kleinschmidt. Marks at the free throw line here. Minute 33 to go. The Raider leads 72-50. They've gone to a timeout at Auburndale. 40 seconds to go as Marks caps off the three-point play. Auburndale has just hit a three to cut it to a two-point game. So 56-54 Auburndale trailing Colby. And Colby, I believe, has the basketball as both teams now, their seniors checking out here. All right, a minute 25 to go in this one. And with the basketball, I'll hand it off and off near side. Logan Sokolowski with it. We'll go far side. Kenny Drexler had it for a minute. Traveling with the basketball. We'll get a turnover. So, Braden Rivak's going to finish with 18 points to pace the Loggers. They had a tough go of it shooting here in the second half. Minute to go here, 73-51, the Marathon lead. Down the lane underneath, good, and a foul as Ian Shuda gets to the hoop. And let's see who the foul is on.
Foul on Edwards.
So Edwards will get the foul. So Shuda to shoot the bonus here. And it is good. So 9 points for Ian Shuda. Under a minute to go, 76-51, the Marathon lead. Down the lane, Edwards stripped away. Hands it back, and now loosen the lane again. Raiders pick it up, spin move ahead. Nifty outlet pass ahead. It's Blake Kraft with an easy layup. He's got four here in the second half. 78-51 as we approach the final 30 seconds. Top of the key. Now they go far corner. Trying to drive in. And did he step on the line? Nope, but a foul, I think. Well, it looks like Auburndale has just hit a three with 14 seconds to go up by a point over Auburndale. So that one hanging in the balance here. Colby will have the basketball here as that one goes down to the wire. Hogan Sokolowski rattles in the free throw good. 21 seconds remaining now. 78-52 is the Marathon lead. No good. Rebound to Blayett Wilson Marks of the Raiders. He will come across half court and give up his dribble. Hands it off to Blake Kraft. Kraft back to Marks. Final 10 seconds here. And the Marathon Red Raiders, after the bye on Tuesday, they will move on in this WIAA regional with a 78-52 victory over the Phillips Loggers. And again, we'll await the final of that Auburndale-Colby game. So 14.2 seconds remaining there. So we'll take a break. We come back, we'll get you our stats and a recap. That is coming up. Marathon wins it 78-52. We'll come back with our recap coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Parts City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Parts City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
All right, back here in Marathon, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. Marathon wins it 70-52. And And what do we have? Let's see. It looks like Auburndale, a shot at the buzzer is no good. They are headed to overtime, tied at 57. So Auburndale and Colby head to overtime at Auburndale. And again, if Colby wins that game, the marathon game would be here tomorrow. But they are headed to overtime. And again, tied at 57. All right, here's our numbers here. Tied at 57, I should say, and they are headed to overtime in Auburndale. All right, here's the numbers for Phillips. They shoot 16 of 51 from two-point range, 4 of 18 from three-point range. It's a combined 20 of 69, 28.9%, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 18 for Braden Revac, 10 for J.J. Heikkinen, 8 each for Lane Abraham and Colin Kleinschmidt, 3 each for Josh Edwards and for Shea Denzine. As the Phillips season comes to an end at 17-9 overall. For the Raiders, they shoot 25 of 48 from two-point range, 7 of 18 from three-point range. So a pretty good shooting night here for the Red Raiders as they shoot 48.4% here. They are also 12 of 14 from the free throw line. 20 points for Drew Wolfel, 15 for Logan Peters here tonight. As they pace the Raiders in double figures from there, Cody Radke with 9, Ian Shuda with 9, Landon Snyder with 8, 4 each for Blake Kraft and for True Thurs, 3 each for Wilson Marks, for Garrett Bracewell, and for River Stanicky, as really everybody got going here tonight for the Red Raiders in this 78-52 victory. Raiders improved to 17-8 overall, and again await the winner of that Auburndale and Colby game going on in Auburndale. They're currently tied at 57. They have just started overtime as Auburndale a late rally down the stretch to tie things up. So again, either way, we'll have the game for you tomorrow night. 6:50 is our pregame coverage. 7 o'clock either here from the Marathon Gym or from Auburndale, as the Raiders will face either Colby or Auburndale in a regional final trying to get to next Thursday's sectional semifinal matchup. It's going to do it. Nice effort here tonight by the Red Raiders. They win it here tonight, 78-52. Advance to tomorrow night's regional final. Hope you'll join us. We'll have the broadcast again beginning at 6:50 against either Auburndale or Colby. That's going to do it. I'm Tom Weaver. Thanks for listening to Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports has been brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Park City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
Up North News.
We're still here. We're humans, and we have these customs, and we don't need to be characterized or acted as if we're dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know the disrespectful chanting that we've historically seen. Mm-hmm. You know, the tomahawk chop, and you know, in North Dakota, Senator Hochschild, mm-hmm. who's from up on the range, spoke about, you know, the disrespect that would happen, you know, when they had the Fighting Sioux, S-I-O-U-X, right. up there. And, of course, Sioux is a derogatory term given to the Native people. And other examples of it. And You know, there's a lot of people that say, just, you know, get over it. They're just joking. Right. They're just teasing, whatever. But when it's you, and we know that this is something that historically has had such a psychological effect on Indigenous people, whether you're a kid or an adult, mm-hmm. when somebody is mocking you and making fun of you and your culture and your language right. and your music, you know, the morale, the self-awareness and the self-respect mm-hmm. is diminished. Mm-hmm. And kids in school, that's what happens. And so the second bill was about allowing a drumming performance, maybe like a travel or an honor song at graduation. Mm-hmm. At graduation ceremonies, there was a school in northern Minnesota that had for years allowed and invited a drumming, just a drumming performance or ceremony at the graduation. And then last year, they canceled it.
Right.
And it really kind of devastated the Indigenous kids. But, you know, what was really great is that the other non-Native kids also came to sort of their rescue, and for a number of days they had a peaceful protest outside of the school, not during the school hours, but after school was out. And just a lovely, lovely young woman, Bella, sort of spearheaded that. Mm-hmm. She came to testify. Her mother and her brothers came with. She did a beautiful job of explaining how it affected her and mm-hmm. her classmates. And, you know, it was just lovely. And she had the most gorgeous ribbon skirt on that day. She and her mom had made it just the night before with a drum on it. Oh, my. It was just beautiful. So, you know, these are the kind of cool things I get to do at the state legislature. And I was really glad that the legislators in that committee mm-hmm. really listened. It felt like they really listened with empathy and concern. We heard it mm-hmm. in the Education Policy Committee. And there was not a negative comment. There wasn't a like, well, explain yourself. What is the big deal here? And so it wasn't always like that for me at the legislature, especially when I first started like 9 years ago. There was more disrespect, and I hope it isn't that they've just buried it or they're not saying things out loud, but they're thinking really terrible things. But other legislators used to say some pretty insensitive, ignorant comments around these issues. And now I feel like they're really listening. And
I felt that way too, and was very happy about that. I believe it's, you know, the hard work that you've put in all these years too to educate. And I think mm-hmm. a lot of times when fear pops up and people act crazy, they're not educated, and fear creeps in. And so you and the other Native American caucus have really educated, and it shouldn't be your job, but you have had to do that. And it sounds like, you know, that it's really come through, because I felt that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's, you know, as I've said before, I'm the first Native woman to ever serve in the Minnesota Senate. And sometimes it feels like the burden is really strong, not just as a woman, but, you know, championing Native issues. But I'm really, really thankful that we have Senator Koslowski and
we have Representative Heather Keeler too.
You're not Senator, Representative. Yeah.
The irony is, when she's on the show, I always accidentally call her Senator, and she goes, no, don't do that. So that's funny that you did that.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
CBS News Brief. South Carolina executes 67-year-old murderer Brad Sigmund by firing squad, the first ever in South Carolina. AP reporter Jeffrey Collins was a witness.
His chest rose and fell about two times immediately after the shots. You could see a tiny piece of like tissue or something that was coming out of that.
The measles outbreak grows in Texas. CBS's Omar Fiafranca.
The state is now at 198 confirmed cases, a majority of them, 137, in far west Texas in Gaines County. And the state says that it's a small Mennonite community there.
A second death is reported, this time in New Mexico. New Mexico's chief medical examiner says actor Gene Hackman died of natural causes 1 week after his wife died of hantavirus, which is spread by rodents. CBS's Carter Evans.
The autopsy for Gene Hackman revealed that his cause of death was related to his severe advanced heart disease and severe Alzheimer's disease.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A win for the Wisconsin hockey team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team skated to a 3-1 victory over Minnesota Duluth in the semifinals of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament hosted by Duluth. The Badgers outshot the Bulldogs 42-23. Wisconsin's Casey O'Brien scoring her 80th goal of the season, becoming the first female player in NCAA hockey to do so since 2018. Badgers goalie Ava McNaughton made 22 saves to earn her 32nd win of the year. The Badgers advanced to the finals on Sunday. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby at Lambeau Field, retiring as a Green Bay Packer, but says after a slump in 2012, he was concerned the team would cut him.
And Charles Woodson came up to me late in the year, and he was just like, dude, are you trying to make kicks? And I was like, well, yeah. He's like, stop it. Don't try to make the, like, just be you. Do your job, right? Like, do the process.
Crosby retiring today after 16 years in Green Bay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5%, according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, a rain or snow shower with more clouds than sun and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny and around 50 on Sunday. Even warmer through much of next week. Right now, it's 33.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I've got an off day coming up, but don't worry. We've got you covered. We'll be chatting with Mark Pocan at 3 o'clock about the Elon Act. Do we really want billionaire overlords controlling our government?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Uh-huh!
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we are here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we're talking about things happening this weekend and what's happened in the past, and was really grateful to see State Senator in action down at the Capitol. We got a couple things going on this week, and I know this is near and dear to every Native American, but I know you're on the pulse of what's happening with our MMI, our relatives that have come missing. And there was a horrific story that came up this week, State Senator.
Yeah, it was, you know, when you read the story about this young woman, Emily Pike, mm-hmm. She was a San Carlos Apache. The horror of her, of the violence against her, is just heartbreaking. And it's heartbreaking again and again and again, because the number of women, especially women and girls, that have gone missing or murdered in Indian country, is just part of the horror story of the Indigenous people of Minnesota. And fortunately for Minnesota, we were able to begin to address this, even though it hasn't stopped it from happening, because mm-hmm. we have the same, you know, we have all those instances that are continuing here in Minnesota. But this poor young woman, who was found dead, brutalized, mm-hmm. In Gila County down in down south, and it took 3 weeks for her remains to be found, and it was certainly a horrific crime, as she was dismembered. I think you mentioned that, mm-hmm. and all these horrible things that happened, and people being very insensitive around sharing the information or sharing photos or graphics of it. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of wonder, like, why would people do that? It's right. just really horrific.
Well, and it kind of coincides, too. They're having an honor run for Emily Pike on International Women's Day, which is tomorrow. And that's the Native Women Run are putting this on. But I know, too, we have things happening here up in the Twin Cities when it comes to International Women's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, and really thankful to women running. They bring so much awareness and information to the public around it. And it's just, you know, we can't thank them enough. But yes, indeed, tomorrow is International Women's Day. It is an important day to remember women around the world. To build that awareness around equalization, a gender equal world, a world that's free of bias and stereotypes and discrimination, you know, like a world where women make just as much money as men do, dollar for dollar. And you know, we're in a time period where there are those that, you know, think of diversity as a bad thing, where equity is a swear word, mm-hmm. and being inclusive means that you're excluding people. Right. And, you know, International Women's Day is an effort to kind of remind everybody that we, you know, just like Native women and Native people, we're still here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in a lot of ways, we are making the world a lot better place for everybody. So tomorrow is International Women's Day. There's a rally at the state capitol. It starts at noon, I believe. And I'm going to be there to speak. I have to do another event in the morning, so I think I'll get there around 12:30. And generally there's thousands of people that join. I have a cousin that texted me today, I'll see you out there tomorrow. So I'm really excited for that. And it brings a wide variety of people, generations, you know, from mm-hmm. children to the elders out. And luckily it's going to be a lovely day and
Wausau West Warrior High School Playoff Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, Coast to Coast Marketing, the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's time now for Wausau West Warrior Playoff Basketball on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. And tonight we are live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app as the Wausau West Warriors take on the DC Embers Evergreens in a Division 1 boys basketball regional semifinal. The Warriors come in the number 6 seed in this bracket. The Evergreens come in the number 11 seed, but it's not your normal 6 versus 11 matchup. Wausau West fell to the Evergreens twice during the regular season. So, again, it's a real, real even matchup. It is not much of a road game for DC Evers. I think anybody involved with Wausau West basketball would have preferred somebody that would have had to travel just a little bit. But in the end, it is the Warriors and the Evergreens. You face whoever you face when that computer bracket is completed. And the Warriors and the Evergreens in what should be a terrific turnout and a terrific basketball game here this evening. For Wausau West, they come in after a good win, 60-32 over Merrill in their final regular season game. And, well, I got to take a quick break. We're having an issue, apparently, with one of the broadcasts. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, and again, give you the starting lineups, the opening tip of this high school boys basketball playoff game. So again, that is coming up. Wausau West taking on DC Everest. Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 225548 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio.
but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
We are ready for basketball. The Wausau West Warriors and the DC Everest Evergreens came in really late, so sorry, not much in terms of our pregame, because normally I get a chance to talk to the coach before the game, but came rolling in from Madison after the hockey game just a few minutes ago. So really just flying by the seat of our pants, but ready to go. Warriors and the Evergreens here on 98.9 WXCO. Wausau West in the home white, while the Evergreens are in the home green, in the road black. Warriors will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. Kargi Cooper jumping center for the Warriors against Vander Truex, and the tip will have to be, well, it's going to be a violation on Everest. So the Warriors will take possession. Starting lineups for Wausau West: Kargi Cooper, Brady Phelps, Marcus McDonald, Griffin Lang, and Bennett Mattson. For the Evergreens, it is Xavier Edwards, Cade Felch, Vander Truex, Cohen Preby, and Casey Studeman. Left-hand side with it is Griffin Lang for the Warriors. Backs his way and fade away from 7 feet away. Rolls off the front iron, no good. Weak side rebounds grabbed by Everest and Cade Felch. Hands it over to Xavier Edwards. He'll bring it into the forecourt for the Evergreens. Right wing side, Vander Truex, 25 feet from the basket. Gets it out top to Cade Felch. Now Xavier Edwards. Edwards left open for a three-pointer, hits it. That's what we saw in the second meeting between these two teams. 32 points for Xavier Edwards as the Warriors want him to shoot it, but when he makes it, it makes it very difficult. Going to the basket, banked up, no good by Kargi Cooper. Rebounds grabbed by Phelps, put back is no good. Another opportunity now grabbing it will be the Evergreens, then stolen by Bennett Mattson. Mattson trying to work his way in, hands it off, Marcus McDonald. Back on the left wing side to Griffin Lang. Marcus McDonald, left corner three-pointer, rolls off, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Xavier Edwards for DC Everest. Over the timeline comes Edwards. Edwards moves it right wing side. With it is Cohen Preby. He'll try a three-pointer. Back bracket, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang will push it now for the Warriors. Lang works his way down low. Lang drops it down low. Good pass, but blocking the shot by Phelps is Casey Studeman for Everest. 3-0 DCE, 16:38 to go in the first half. On the right wing side, Vander Truex for DC Everest. Works around the screen. Now near the top of the key. Moves it right wing side, Cohen Preby. Preby, 30 feet from the basket. Preby stops at the top of the key. With it is Edwards. Edwards, 25 feet from the basket. Moves it left wing side to Cade Felch. Holds it. Now into the deep left corner, Cohen Preby. Preby looking down low, posting up his Studeman. Studeman has Bennett Mattson in his chest. Right wing side, Felch open for a three. A little bit strong, no good. Weak rebound is grabbed by Brady Phelps for the Warriors. So Wausau West will bring it up court. Over the timeline, with it now is Marcus McDonald. Moved on the right wing side. Down low, Marcus McDonald. McDonald looking for the cutter. stolen away by Studeman. Back up court. With it on the left wing side, Xavier Edwards. Pass down low. Grabbed by Truex. He'll dribble it back to the right wing. Setting up now in the half court is Everest. Edwards near the top of the key for the Evergreens. Edwards, 22 feet from the basket, dribbles with the left hand. Still pounding the hard one. Looking, still looking. Posting up down low is Studeman. Studeman kicks it right wing side. Cohen Preby up for a three. No good. Evergreens a little cold from the three-point arc. And now back up court come the Warriors. On the right wing side, three-pointer for Mattson is good. Bennett Mattson, who had a great night against Merrill, hitting 8 of 9 field goals, scoring 17 points, gets off to a good start, gets the Warriors on the board, evens things up 3-3, 15-10 to go in the first half. Edwards, left-hand side, gets it out top to Truex. Truex, right wing, Cade Felch. Felch with Kargi Cooper on the defense. In the right corner, Casey Studeman. Studeman, 15 feet from the basket. Looking, hits the cutter, going to the basket, missing the shot. Is Cohen Preby, but he is bumped, he is fouled, and he will head to the free throw line. Free throws for Cohen Preby. Foul is called on Brady Phelps. And Cohen Preby, good shooter. First free throw is perfect. One more to come. Two for two trip for Preby. Now on the left wing side, with it is Bennett Mattson. He looks baseline, stops. Now moves it left wing. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good by Phelps. Battle for the rebound. Grabbed by Bennett Mattson. Back out top. Three-pointer for Lang is good. Griffin Lang hits the triple from just right at the top of the key. And the Warriors take a one-point lead, 6-5. 14:27 to go in the first half. On the right-hand side, with it is Cohen Preby for Everest. Looking down low, Studeman. Studeman in the right corner. Studeman dribbles with the left hand. Studeman in the lane. Studeman up and under. Goes to the basket. Lays it up and in. Casey Studeman had the position near the right block. Everest now up by a point, 7-6. 14:05 to go in the first half. Back up court comes Wausau West. Left wing side, Marcus McDonald. Deep left corner, Bennett Mattson. Mattson gets it out top. Kargi Cooper, right wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald back over to Kargi. Kargi up for a three. Hits it! The Warriors coming out, hitting their three-point field goals. Kargi Cooper from 21 feet away, and the Warriors, all their points from behind the arc, have a 9-7 lead, 13:40 to go in the first half. On the left-hand side with it is Cohen Preby. Preby gets it out top, Xavier Edwards. Edwards works his way to the left. Now looks down low. Ball is off the hands of Studeman. Oh, they're going to say it was off West. I thought that was off of Studeman. Ball is out of bounds. Now the turnover picked up by Kargi Cooper. Now moves it right wing side. Open three for Lang is a little bit strong, no good. Now back up court comes DCE. With it is Xavier Edwards. Edwards on the left wing stops his dribble. In his grill is Griffin Lang. Deep left corner, Vander Truex. Truex, 15 feet from the basket. Truex into the lane. Up with the right-hander. Came up short, no good. Rebound tip, grabbed by Bennett Mattson for the Warriors. Back up court comes Mattson. 9-7 Warriors. 12:55 to go in the first half. Out top, with it is Lang. Lang down low. Ball is swatted away. Picked up by Xavier Edwards. Edwards pushes. Gets it over to Truex. Truex to the hole, ripping it away is Brady Phelps. But grabbing it is Cohen Preby in the right corner. Great defensive play by Phelps. Left corner, Edwards up for a three. No good. Rebounds grabbed by the Warriors and Griffin Lang. Back up court comes Wausau West. On the right wing side, Marcus McDonald. Moved to the left wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson inside. Ball is grabbed in the right corner by Phelps. Warriors kick it back out. Holding it is Griffin Lang. Lang to the left wing. Now Lang looks to penetrate. Left corner, Cooper. Cooper goes baseline. Cooper takes an extra step and is called for traveling. Miles Walvogel makes his first appearance for the Warriors. 12:14 to go first half. Warriors 9, D.C. Ever 7. Left wing side, Vander Truex, 23 feet from the basket. Out top, Xavier Edwards. Edwards on the right wing side. Preby back to Edwards. Left corner, that's Vander Truex. Truex gets it out top to Preby. Preby penetrates. Preby into the lane, forces up the shot, and a walk is called. Yep, took an extra step before releasing it. And the ball turned back over to the Warriors. Now stepping in will be Matthew Heilman for Wausau West. 9-7 Warriors, 11:55 to go in the first half. Griffin Lang will bring it up court for Wausau West. Crosses the timeline. Griffin moves it right wing side, Karji Cooper. Cooper moves it left wing side, Waldvogel. Waldvogel to the right elbow, stops. Waldvogel hits the cutter lane. Bennett Matson hits the floater from 6 feet away. Not an easy shot, that little floater, intermediate kind of shot, but nothing but net for Bennett Matson. He has five, and the Warriors up 11-7. Left wing side, Edwards, 22 feet from the basket. Gives it out top to Cade Felch. Back to Edwards, left wing side. Man-to-man defense, Studeman. Boy, Bennett Matson right in his grill. Studeman working against Bennett Matson. Now the double team, Lang. Ball is tipped away. Lang knocked it away. Here come the Warriors, back up court. Lang hands it off, Bennett Matson, right wing three-pointer. A little bit strong, no good. Battle for the rebound off of Matthew Heilman, out of bounds. Warriors coming out sharp here in the first half. 11:05 to go first half, 11-7, Warriors with the lead. Coming up court now for DC Evers is Cohen Preby. Moves it right wing side to Edwards, 30 feet from the basket. Edwards looking to dribble, works his way slightly past the top of the key, left-hand side. Now back to the right to Preby. Deep right corner, Felch. Felch now low, Studeman. Again, Bennett Matson right there. Right block, Studeman forces it up. Lays it up and in. Boy, that is a battle. And what a job Matson really is doing. He has a size disadvantage, but making it hard on Casey Studeman. But that time, Studeman got the roll. 4 points for Studeman, 11-9 Warriors. Left wing side, Karji Cooper, 21 feet from the basket. Karji dribbles with the right hand. Out top, Lang. Lang into the lane. Lang to the basket. Banks it up and in. Griffin Lang with five. Warriors up by four, 13-9. 10:19 to go in the first half. D.C. Evers back into the forecourt. Tipped away by Matson. Goes out of bounds off of Bennett Matson. So the Evergreens will inbound on the near sideline in front of the Wausau West bench. They always say it's tough to beat a good team three times in the season. We're going to see that tested here this evening. Right wing side, Edwards. Evers has beat the Warriors twice. Warriors are the number 6 seed. Evers the number 11 seed. At the free throw line, Studeman moves it left-hand corner. Preby underneath. Preby hits the cutter. Studeman will be fouled, and he will head to the free throw line. Thought maybe he took a little hop, but nope. They'll say the foul came. Getting ready to come back into the game will be Brady Phelps and Marcus McDonald for the Warriors. And Casey Studeman stepping to the stripe for DCE. First free throw, came up short, no good. Casey Studeman, senior, biggest player on the D.C. Evers roster. One more free throw to come. Coming out for the Warriors will be Bennett Matson and Karji Cooper. Both those players off to good starts. Second free throw is good for Studeman. 13-10, Wausau West, 9:55 to go in the first half. Coming up court now for the Warriors is Griffin Lang. Lang moves it between the circles. McDonald, right wing side, Waldvogel. Waldvogel back over to Heilman. Now rotated, back out top, taken by Griffin Lang. Lang into the lane. Lang to the left block. Goes up, banks it up and in. From the left block, Griffin Lang. Nice penetration again by Lang. He sees that opening, does not hesitate. 7 points for Griffin Lang, 15-10 Warriors, 9:24 to go in the first half. Left-hand side, Kate Felch gets it out top to Edwards. Near the right elbow, Studeman. Studeman moves it right wing side to Sam Dessau. Dessau, 20 feet from the basket. Rotated left-hand side. With it is Kate Felch. Back out top to Edwards. Edwards, 23 feet from the basket. Left corner, faking to three is Felch. Felch looking to penetrate. Felch gets it back out top. With it is Xavier Edwards. Xavier Edwards near the free throw line. Edwards trying to work his way into the lane. Ball is tipped. Ball is battled for. And it will be saved, but into the hands of Edwards. Then stripped. Griffin Lang got a hand on it. Knocks it away from Edwards. Warriors get it back. Left-hand side. Heilman. Heilman back on the left-wing side. Griffin Lang. Lang holds it. Now Lang works his way near the top of the key. Lang into the lane. Lang to the basket. Lang! Oh, it went out. I don't know how it stayed out. And the rebound's grabbed by Xavier Edwards for DCE. 15-10 Warriors, 8:25 to go in the first half. Back out top, Edwards, left corner. Open three for Felch. No good. Again, the Evergreen struggling from the outside. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Marcus McDonald. Warriors looking to extend a five-point lead. With it out top is Lang. Now with it is Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel dribbles 25 feet from the basket. Heilman between the circles. Now left wing side. Taken by Griffin Lang. Lang holds it on his hip. Lang around a screen. Lang now stops, gives it over to Heilman. Heilman up for a three-pointer. Off to the left, no good. Rebound is tipped, grabbed by Casey Studeman for DCE. Everest will bring it back up court. Now with his Studeman. Studeman penetrates, lost his balance, kicks it off to Felch. Felch now penetrates. Felch in the lane, up at the right-hander. Short, no good. Felch gets his own rebound, lays it up and in, draws contact, draws a foul, and a chance for a three-point play for Cade Felch. That's a big basket for DCE. They have been struggling from the outside. That time they decided to try to dribble, penetrate, work it into the lane, and it led to a missed shot, but then a rebound for Felch, and now a chance for a three-point play. Foul is called on Brady Phelps, his second.